Ballin' out.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Ballin' Out
Super!
My name is Jeremy Hamm, and joining me, as always, are my co-hosts, Katie Rose Leon.
What up, weebs?
And Alex Patak.
Hey, what up, weebs?
I'm never going to get tired of you doing the other Alex voice. I really thought by
other
the
Alex
fifth time
is a cool guy.
Other Alex sounds like Shaft. So this week we do not have our lovely co-host Katie Rose Leon. She is seeing Mike Birbiglia, which I guess
pretty
is
cool.
Pretty cool. He's a cool guy. I'm
he
sure
he signed
it's
my sneakers
be
in high school.
Oh, did he?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of sneakers were they?
I think they were just like white Nikes, and I wore them everywhere, and people were like, is that a basketball player? And then I would be like, yeah, it's a basketball player.
Nice. And this is a good avenue to go down. I'm going to introduce our guest. Joining us this week is a lovely, lovely boy, Jake Flores.
Thank you. I am a lovely boy.
How are you
No
today?
Older than 12.
I'm a 12-year-old boy with a voice of gold.
12 years old.
I mean, if we're to keep us on a Dragon Ball path, if we're to believe that Goten and Trunks are 12 years old, I have no reason to disbelieve that. Yeah. Could go in the opposite direction.
That's true.
You could be 12.
You have the same abs.
Suppose I could. Wait, are you insulting them or? Because I don't have the same abs as anybody on this show, I don't think.
It's like maybe if instead of having like a man's abs at 12 like they have in the show, you got a beard instead.
Oh, yeah. I have this Saiyan beard. It just glows and shit. It grows 25 times its height length.
There is one commodity. Nappa has sort of a goatee.
He does have a goatee.
Yeah.
He's also like the thickest dilf this show has ever created.
I always wondered what would happen if he became a Super Saiyan because he has a bald head.
Yeah.
So I was just, he gets like hair plug style. Fake looking hair.
That's almost, you could tell he was going to die if you rewatch the show or whatever, because it's like he can't possibly become a Super Saiyan like the rest of them.
What are they going to do with this guy? When I was a kid, I've pondered this question for years too. When I was a kid, I pictured it being a single strand that just shoots out the top.
Yeah.
So, Jake, this is a good opportunity to dive into kind of how we start the show, which is we ask our guest, you know, what is your experience with Dragon Ball?
Okay, my experience with Dragon Ball is right now I have no idea what the fuck is going on in the show we just watched. But I did watch, when I was growing up, I watched Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
Like, through Namek and kind of into the androids, and then I fell off real hard and couldn't catch back up and sort of had some inclination of what was going on through, like, Cell. And then when Boo showed up, he just seemed like the scrappy do of the series to me, and I kind of just grew out of it.
I would argue that Goten is the scrappy do of the series.
They're part and parcel, though. They show up at the same time.
Yeah.
It's one big saga of nothing but scrappy do.
What made me mad about Boo is Cell's whole thing is you have to destroy every last cell of him, and it's a big deal, and everybody shows up, and they're like, oh, we couldn't kill all of them. And then Boo shows up, and it's the same rule.
Yeah.
Well, it's always the same rule.
It's
every fight
thing
is the hardest fight that's ever been fought.
And they all fight the same way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you can just keep redoing that like plot structure every single time. Every single time is a new alien, and it's like, this one's actually impossible.
Yeah.
And they kill him, and they're like, but this one, next one is actually impossible.
To any adept martial artist like ourselves, it's so frustrating watching the styles of the show grow bland.
Well, that's what's so great about, they did a couple of years ago before Super got kicked off, they did this sort of made-for-TV special called, like, Yo, Son Goku and His Friends Return, something like that. I promise you it's as stupid as I've just made it sound. But they did this special where it's like they're all at a party and they're at like this buffet and everyone's hanging. They do like some karaoke. It's cool, right? They're all having a good time. And then like an alien ship descends from the sky and everyone's like, oh shit, looks
karaoke.
Like it's going to be.
Oh no.
Someone's going to sing Zombie. Oh no.
Oh no, someone's about to tank this night with Against All Odds. No, but so the ship comes down and everybody, including the audience, is like, oh shit, it's about to be like a thing. A strong guy's going to come out. They're going to have to figure out how to fight him and whatever. And he comes out and he's like, yo, what's up, everybody? I'm as strong as Frieza and I'm here to fuck shit up. And everyone's like, oh wait, Frieza?
Oh, I think I saw this.
It's so great. They're all just like, Frieza, like from like a million years
There's
ago,
There's immediately
Frieza.
No conflict in
yeah.
this.
They like, literally, they all play rock, paper, scissors to decide who gets to kill this guy. Like even Krillin is just like, I feel like I could take Frieza at this point. Shit.
Wait. So rock, paper, scissors is not only a terrible story arc they've used on Dragon Ball Super, but it's like, hack for them by this point.
Yeah, no, because they did it in the Namek saga with the Ginyu Force. They did it in the special. They did it in this. I could guarantee
it's a bit
you
of a wink. It's a wink to the fans.
Just a sweet little callback.
Oh, it makes me mad.
So let's get back to you a little bit. So you were saying you watched Z when you were younger. You kind of lost track around Cell. Like, do you remember maybe like what time period of your life that was when like Cell was coming around and like maybe what was?
Yeah, I feel like that was around like ninth grade or something
yeah,
like that.
So you start like having more interest in like human women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, I don't need to watch Android 18 anymore.
Bulma's all the woman I need. She can tame my rage.
It's funny because I find that through this, we've done this a few times now, like talking to people about where they stopped watching Dragon Ball Z, the two most consistent things I find are either like entering teen years when you start like being sexual, not wanting people to know that you watch cartoons, and when the androids show up.
Yeah.
I am too horny to watch this show with no women on it. And that is why I am changing to Naruto. Yeah.
Well, the thing with the androids, I think it's impossible to parse out because, for me, in my experience, definitely was it was nerdy and I was trying to fuck humans and stuff.
Yeah.
But there's also this thing that I would watch it through Toonami or something, and what they would do is they would order, like, they would have, like, a certain stretch of the show. Like, they would have it all the way up into Frieza, and then they would play it all the way up until that saga ended, and then it would kick back to the beginning.
Yeah.
You'd have to watch the whole thing. And then they ordered like a little bit more. Like they ordered like the android shit and it went up to the androids and then it kicked back and started up. Eventually it got fucking frustrating trying to keep up with the show because it was like being doled out in this weird skipping, growing way.
Yeah. And every time it ends, it's on a big cliffhanger, right? Because they are television professionals and they know how to like keep us wanting to watch, right? And so like, you know, Frieza blows up the planet and you're like, oh shit, what's gonna happen? And then the next episode you see like the bright sky and like the planet and whatever, and you're like, oh, I guess like shit turned out okay, everyone's on the planet. And then you see that fucking farmer again, and you're like, no,
get out of the show, you're not in the show.
Your power level is 5 and you die immediately.
This is feel. Maybe take this riff out, but
that's always a good way to start.
When people get mad about you getting the surname of the Dragon Ball wrong, like it's not Z, it's Super, or it's not GT, it's just Dragon Ball. Doesn't that feel like the same speech you get when you fuck up someone's pronouns?
I am taking this riff right.
Dragon Ball is fluid.
Take it out.
Although it is very funny that it is Dragon Ball Z.
Oh shit! I didn't even think about that.
It's
Dragon Ball They.
It's really should have been Dragon Ball Z.
In Latin America, it's Dragon Ball X. But
oh my god!
All right, maybe I'm. I'll have to consult Katie. We really need her here.
I had to get this in while she was not here.
You've been saving this one for weeks.
I keep showing up to podcasts where the one female that was supposed to be there has bailed, and it always devolves into basic dude shit so quick.
Let's talk about ball sweat.
You're the guy. You're the guy they bring in because the girls are gone.
I don't know why.
Dirtbag friend.
I'm just gonna make things worse. Probably.
Let's slum it through the mud. Get Jake in here. It's about time we had an episode about Bulma's tits.
You tried to do that when what's his name, Griffin, was on, and I was like, I can't do this in front of Griffin. He's wearing a scarf. Okay.
All right. What do you say we get into the episode a little?
Yes.
Bit?
Hell yeah.
Do you want to do the Katie episode intro?
Okay. All right. So the title of this episode is Clash: Frieza versus Goku. This is the result of my training.
Well, so the episode starts with the recap like it normally would, but I like that it ends with the announcer kind of like after like the whole like Gohan does his fucking power up and this and that and the other, and then it ends with their fight begins now.
Little wink at the camera.
We open on Goku and Frieza are out in the field. You know, the Frieza boys dead in the background. There's a crater all around them. Frieza's ship entirely unscathed.
Yeah, this is true. It's a good ship. It's well built. It's definitely better built than the army that got incinerated.
I imagine that's going to be plot relevant later. That's the only reason they, like, because otherwise that's like a sick thing to blow up. That would have been a really easy little showpiece.
Yeah, despite the fact they've like openly disregarded the rules of space. Episodes on episodes now. I guess you need the ship later.
Yeah. So we open on that. We see them staring each other down. They're going back and forth and back and forth. And, like, the drawings are just terrible. You haven't seen any of this, and you pointed it out right away.
Yeah. Unrelated, I have a question.
Uh-huh.
Why is Frieza, like, British now?
He is a new... He has a more high T voice... So confuse less of the children.
Yeah, because he used to seem like a girl.
He's slightly British, so you still know he's evil.
Okay.
I think, and he has like a My Chemical Romance eyeliner. That's how you know.
No, they're very keen on the slightly British accent for the bad guy, right?
Yeah!
Because Vegeta's got like a slightly British accent.
I think Vegeta's Australian. I think I've explained my theory on
you
this show.
On it. I still think he is slightly British. Frieza, slightly British. Cell, slightly British.
Like, villains are always either slightly gay or slightly British.
Yeah,
in the
really
old cartoons.
It's not a real American thing. It's like,
yeah.
The two great threats. The UK and queer identity.
The final villain is going to be a wealthy black man.
Yeah. It's just going to be Luther.
Oh, no.
Ah, Goku.
So they start fighting each other. We get some of those fun Dragon Ball air bursts when they bump into each other and stuff. Air shooting everywhere and shit. And we get the great quote from, we cut away to Krillin and the gang. They're all like hanging out watching the fight. Krillin's like, "No, oh, you can feel the hate from here." And then we cut straight to Frieza saying, "Monkey, monkey."
Okay, another question about Frieza.
Jump in.
Frieza at one point says, "I'm a different person now."
Uh-huh.
Is Frieza a person?
Been through a breakup.
Yeah.
Very different than the Frieza we used to know.
Frieza,
really,
he quit drinking or something. But he's not a person. Why does
Frieza
he call
is twice as vascular now.
Look at my chip, monkey. Yeah.
I need to apologize for some things in my past, monkey. But he's... Yeah, this is part of his AA 12 step.
He's really doubled down in not that direction.
He's not a person, and why does he know what monkeys are?
Well, he's... because the Saiyans literally turn into monkeys.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah,
which is why the like very terrible racial undertones of him keep calling them monkeys is also kind of like, well, they are monkeys. Like, they literally become monkeys.
On the topic of gorillas and Saiyans and whatnot, I noticed in this episode something which I don't know if anyone's noticed, but like, Vegeta looks so Italian.
Dude, they made him look like DeVito. Like,
it's because he works out the most.
I'm glad I'm not alone in this.
Just made more
so Italian. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
They changed. He was definitely more Japanese when he came. His hair was red for a while, for sure.
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know. Like, they almost made him look like Filipino or something. Which could have something to do with insane Japanese politics that we don't know about.
I've been in the tanning beds for over 3 months, and I'm ready to battle.
Oh, so then we cut away to Jocko, and we all get to wonder once again what Jocko's doing here. Jocko's
this is like the small alien.
Yeah, with the big yellow eyes.
He's a crossover character.
He looks like a character that's not in the universe of how they draw characters for this show.
Yeah, everybody has human eyes except for him.
Yeah.
Even the dogs have human eyes.
He looks like, you know when you go to a grocery store and they have their own brand of cereal?
Yeah. Like,
he's the guy that sells honeycombs. When he's just hanging out with humans.
Jocko is the crossover from the like educational show in Japan they run.
Oh, yeah. He looks like he's from a video game that teaches you about math.
Yeah.
Those are the logical adventures of Zoom
beanies. Yeah.
Jocko teaches typing, lost a lot of heat, and they had to throw him in Dragon Ball.
But just to catch me up, what the fuck is that?
Jocko?
Yeah, what is he?
He's like a space cop. He like showed up a few episodes ago, and
he's
like,
a fucking cop.
He was supposed to prevent the Saiyans getting to Earth, but then he blew it and didn't do it, and now he's just hanging out.
He's here to make sure no one does drugs.
He's here to make sure that everybody knows that looking both ways is super cool.
He's going to show up at the end of the episode and go like, we all had a good time today.
He gets on one knee.
Yeah.
But nobody knows what he's doing here. In the last arc before this one, Emperor Pilaf came back in a very similar way where like we keep cutting back to him and we're like, okay, so at some point he's going to serve a purpose to this story, and then he never does and he just leaves. And now Jocko, I get the very distinct impression, is going to be the exact same thing.
We can't have a plot without an aimless character in it.
Yeah. He's only there to serve as like jokes for 8-year-olds. That's really funny, he fell over. And then later we'll just be like, all right, later, Jocko.
What was his part in this episode? He showed up and he saw Vegeta and he was like, whoa, 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 whoa.
He's like, who is that? She's like, that's Vegeta. Your husband is Vegeta, as in Prince Vegeta? And that's it.
Just checking that in this universe, a man and a wife still have a sanctimonious relationship?
And listen up, kids. We had a lot of fun. Right, so then we cut away to Trunks and Goten fucking carrying Piccolo's corpse.
Oh, yeah, it was like As I Lay Dying.
Yeah, that's pretty
so
cool.
Funny. They're carrying his corpse up to Dende's tower, and they're like, oh, I can't
believe
that.
Then Dende's like, does this look like dead Piccolo storage? Is there a sign outside that says dead Namekian storage to you?
Oh, damn.
Listen, don't tell me how good my sensu beans are. I'm going to buy some.
Oh, holy shit.
So then they get there, and Dende's like, oh, I can't believe Piccolo's dead. Oh, no.
The Japanese version. All right, so we recorded this last week and had to delete it because I don't know how to use a computer. But
yeah, that's right. Podcast Dad was out of town, and his kids fucked up and broke the lamp.
I tried to drive Jeremy's car and drove it through the glass wall.
Just totaled the podcast. Ran it right into a top. Taco Bell.
The Japanese translation of whatever Dende was doing was he saw Piccolo and was like, oh, fuck, they gotta get revenge. they need revenge for my brothers or whatever. It was like this weird hardcore Dende. I hated it.
Well, Dende is older now, and I feel like we haven't checked in on him in like any sort of meaningful
way.
He's
supposed to be
like
God. He was like way too vengeful. It was weird.
We cut back to the fight going on. They're fighting each other, and then Frieza's like, oh, I know what I'll do. I'll kill your friends. And he like, throws a beam at his friends, and that's when you realize that Goku's friends have become a complete liability.
Which is great. They should do that more on the show. They'd like actually put stakes to things, and people are going to die, and like... It actually has a strategy to it instead of just stupid.
I wish that had gone on a little further and he just like kept throwing beams back and forth. We had to see Goku like jump back and forth, blocking beams and then going and hitting Frieza. That would have been sick.
Yeah, why don't they just go home?
That too.
More people need to die on this show. When Piccolo died, I was like, okay, good. So we had, there's something's happening.
Yeah.
And they were like, just kidding. Nothing is happening.
It kind of makes sense that the plot of this show makes no sense. Like, it doesn't, like, work in any, like, smoking gun three-act structure way because, like, the premise of the show is that you can't die.
Right.
Like, no one can die, and they're
literally
all fighting
the
all
the
time.
The show is the thing that makes you not able to die.
Yeah, like, there's no stakes really ever about anything. They just kind of have to artificially create them every time. But why the fuck are they fighting Frieza again?
Because his buddy Sorbet, the character's really called Sorbet. We saw him very briefly.
He's on Frieza's support staff.
Yeah, he says that. He's like, I was on your support staff. He wants his master
Frieza's
back.
Bar back.
Bring back the glory of the Frieza Empire. And so he revives Frieza, and Frieza wakes up, and he's like, y'all suck, and then he blows them all up, and now we're here.
Yeah, Frieza's like, actually, I don't give a shit about running the Empire. That's all been stage one for my revenge killings phase that we are now on.
Fight keeps happening. We get our two beams, which is really nice.
Oh, so many beams.
Yeah, we end up with a lot of beams, but we got to two beams about here, which is pretty good, I think. And then we see the worst drawing in the show so far by a long shot, and it's when Goku picks up Frieza by the tail and spins him over his head.
Yeah.
And it looks like they used maybe maximum 5 cells to animate that sequence, and it just jaggedly moves across.
You have to destroy every one of the cells to get an actual animation budget.
Oh, my God.
And then Frieza does some of his poetry. We get some of those real... He compares Vegeta to like a firefly in a jar, and you're like, Jesus Christ.
My hate is burning like the inside of my garage. It made more sense on DeviantArt.
Frieza tries to pull one of those fucking Three Stooges finger poke eye things. And Goku does the straight up Three Stooges like fin block.
And then he lectures him on the morality of not finger poking.
Yeah. You went for my eyes, not cool, Frieza.
How good would this show be if the like one of those moves ever goes through and like Vegeta just gets punted in the dick for a while and has to spend like a full episode just out of commission, like oh my sweet huevos. Just
oh, my sweet huevos.
I thought he was Australian.
Yeah, well, it takes him out of character because he's.
It's
so
that bad. What do they call him? What do they call balls in Australia?
My yarbles. That's
Clockwork Orange,
which is Australia to me.
It could be tarbles.
Tarbles.
Tarble is Vegeta's
Oi, my blooming onions.
And then what happens next?
Vegeta.
Oh, okay, yeah, Vegeta.
The big twist.
Goku start fighting.
Vegeta kicks Goku in the back of the head, and then Goku goes, huh, what? And then the commercial kicks in very suddenly and jarringly for the audience.
Yeah. They start fighting each other, and then we get back to the Z-Boys, and they do some expository dialogue, and they're like, what's happening up there? Oh, I remember he used to work for Frieza. Maybe
he's evil.
Is.
That's a thing no one will think is happening.
Yeah, literally nobody thought one.
I still don't understand why Vegeta attacked Goku.
Just to remind him they're like friends.
Just, I like how villains in this show, you can't, if you close your eyes, you can't tell whether they're describing being about to fight somebody or fuck them. Like, they're, like, salivating over the fight and, like, really being porny about it and shit. Like,
you're really taking
this.
Me to a whole new level.
Yeah.
I can't believe you've been holding so much back from me.
Yeah, it's really weird.
I was unprepared, but now I am reamed apart.
You've truly torn me asunder, Goku.
The only thing I prize more than the queen is your sweet body.
Queen?
Yeah, because they're British and gay.
So they fight each other, and then we get a little, like, Goku being like, what the hell is that, buddy? And he's like, you're fucking taking too long, Kakarot. And then they, like, make up. And
hurry it up!
And then Frieza's like, oh, there's enough of me to go around. I've got enough dick for both of you.
This is always my favorite part of the show where there's like a serious moment, but for whatever reason, they decide to sit slightly askance from each other and just chat it out.
Yeah.
For 5-10 minutes.
There should have just been like Curb Your Enthusiasm music playing or something. It made no sense, especially right after that clapping thing.
Oh, yeah.
We're about to get there.
We're about to get
Take
there.
Take me there, Daddy.
Well, we very briefly check in on Sorbet just to remind us he's alive and still a character. Maybe he'll do something. Who knows?
Oh, I'm mad!
I'm really hoping that the end of this is that Goku kills Frieza, and then Sorbet is just like, hey, guys, what's up? We could be pals, right? I could be like, yeah, Jirobi, I'll be like a buddy to the team. And they're like, nah, we'll just kill you.
D-Boys, I am looking for a new internship. I am responsible and determined.
I've heard Vegeta needs a new intern. Bulma fired the last one.
For being a skank. Oh, Jake, Vegeta's fucking an intern. That's the back plot
really?
You need to know that. It's not canon, but it's happening.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
In terms of
Chi-Chi's fucking Piccolo, Vegeta's fucking an intern.
Yeah.
Tien likes to watch.
With his three eyeballs?
Yamcha's fucking everybody.
Or maybe, like, Tien we're not allowed to ask about because he spends all of his time with this weird albino 8-year-old forever.
Yeah.
Listen. Tien never got to have a childhood, okay?
That's where he learned to dance.
In a lot of cultures, it's considered normal.
The Aborigines actually are full of Tiens.
Listen, you go around the world, the age of consent for tiny China dolls is different all over the place.
I hurt my back and he helps me with my luggage and lives with me.
All right, enough of that. you know, Vegeta's mad, Goku's fucking around, Frieza's all pissed off, and then Vegeta turns and does this, like, really long, slow clap at Frieza.
There's no reason this happens.
I still don't understand.
Frieza asks him, he's like, what? Are you loyal to me? And Vegeta's like, oh, do you think I am? And then claps at him for 45 seconds to a full minute.
Entirely too long. I've never felt more uncomfortable than sitting here with you guys watching him clap.
It's part of the plot that it is going on too long, and Frieza's like, yeah, Carl!
Do you guys understand? I was in Denver last week, right? And I went to go see Baby Driver.
Oh, I loved Baby Driver.
A homeless couple sat next to me in the theater and started fucking straight up high school hooking up in the seats.
Fuck yes.
Like, straight up, like, fingering in the seats, like, really intense. And I felt less uncomfortable than I just did listening to Vegeta's slow clap. So Vegeta claps for too long, and how does that resolve itself?
Frieza yells at him and is like, you stupid monkey, and then he tries to blast him, and then Frieza's like, oh, yeah? I mean, Vegeta's like, oh, yeah? If you think I'm stupid, you are. I don't care for you. Like, he gives him, like, a sassy line, like, yeah. It was all building up for that. In the Japanese version of it, which I told Jake and Jeremy as this was happening, the translation was, I'm not annoying, you're annoying. Which they decided to class up for this.
Frieza acts like the clapping is hurting his ears that
yeah,
he doesn't
yeah,
have.
That
he doesn't
does
have,
not
ears.
Have the ears. Yeah.
I thought it was going to be a plot point. Vegeta's going to be like, oh, you guys didn't know this, but I've worked for Frieza for so long, I knew. Clapping is like nails on a chalkboard for him.
He is like a fish, pretty much.
Yeah.
He does not have a penis or ears.
I thought we were going to learn why he has purple circles for ears.
Oh, no.
That never,
you
none of
never
this shit's
that.
Ever.
So then Frieza's like, why are you doing that? And he's like, you know, you guys are taking too long. Fucking hurry it up. I didn't train and like come here so you guys could just fight each other like this. And
did you come here, Frieza?
Yeah. Frieza turns into like a straight up bridezilla all of a sudden. Just like, he's like, oh, come on, I only get to do this once. It's my special day.
Yeah. Where are the corsages?
We were all supposed to wear matching outfits.
None of you match.
You?
Yo, he does. He has them all match usually. That's a great point.
And so then what happens? They decide that they're going to not hold back anymore. They're going to power up all the way. And then,
no way. And then that never happens.
Goku's like, all right, go on then. And Frieza's like, oh no, monkeys first. Because they just like, yeah! They have to just squeeze that into every possible.
You walked right into that one. Sweet. I would love if they actually got offended every time it's in the monkey's bird. We're like, well, that's not what we are, but okay. Yeah.
You are not allowed to say that. That is our word.
Yeah. A word has a history.
Yeah.
We'll call us Uzaru individuals.
So then Goku powers up, and we get ourselves a big reveal. It's
he's
Blooper Saiyan.
He's Baja Blast Goku.
Baja Blast Goku.
He's has all the power of berry and mint.
Dude, he looks sick as hell. I really like the blue.
It's
Super
way better
Saiyan
than
look.
The red one. They made him less like sleek.
He definitely looks like a Suicide Girl now.
Yeah.
Or
that's
like
true.
He's in the Casualties or something.
Yeah.
I just like, I think my favorite thing about this is that it's immediately confirmed for us we'll never see the red hair Goku again.
This tested very badly. Everyone said he looked like Knuckles.
No
take
one...
it out.
Make him look like Sonic. They like Sonic better.
That's probably what actually happened.
I mean, honestly, there is an entire swath of people on the internet that are like obsessed with Sonic to a serial killery level.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They probably
well, he's
had
a cool guy.
Yeah, he likes chili dogs.
Yeah, I'm not gonna.
What
know,
a cool dude!
I'm not gonna go off on a rant here, but he's fast.
What do you think that meeting oh,
no.
was like when they were like making the Sonic animated series, and they're like, "We need to give Sonic like a thing, and it's gotta be like edgy."
You know, Sonic has no personality and just collects rings.
gives thumbs up.
What if he was the suicidal kid in 16 Candles?
What?
Fuck it. What's the movie?
Does he really like chili dogs?
Yeah. Breakfast Club. The kid in the Breakfast Club.
The kid in the Breakfast Club likes chili dogs?
Yeah. He has a knife and he's always pulling it on people and
what?
He's just always tapping his foot and
no,
being edgy.
Yeah, you
no.
saw...
The Breakfast Club is wholesome.
Chili
for the,
dogs.
The
no, it's not.
He's
got cigar burns. He's got a knife.
You were watching Guy Fieri.
Guy Fieri loves chili dogs.
Sonic is mostly based on Guy Fieri.
Guy Fieri is kind of a Super Saiyan. You know what I mean?
He's like a fat guy who's gotten so fat that he goes Super Saiyan.
He's if Nappa became Super Saiyan.
Oh my god, he has the goatee.
Oh my god.
Holy
we
shit.
Pulled it back.
Oh, thank goodness.
So we see the blue Super Saiyan, and then Frieza speaks for the whole audience when he says, what the fuck does any of that mean?
And then there's just an insane amount of exposition.
Yeah, because Goku's like, I became a Super Saiyan God, and this is the Super Saiyan version of Super Saiyan God. So that's what this is. It's like, that doesn't make sense, monkey. Yeah.
I mean, this whole show is dumb as fuck. Like, you would not have started watching this at age 30, you know?
Well,
yeah, I mean, I'm almost 30. Oh, wait. I'm starting to watch this.
Yeah, oh, this is new?
Jeremy alone disproves your point.
Did you never watch it when you were a kid, though?
Oh, no, of course not.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you saw all of this for the first time.
You had no basis in it, and you just started watching it.
I think it would look more insane.
In Japan, though, like... This is normal for, this is just like what 30-year-olds watch. They do have a culture of having that thrust upon you from the age of like you just fell out of the womb. But also 30-year-olds are just like, I wonder what like dating in high school was like this week.
Yeah, this is their version of Breaking Bad. Yeah. Everyone goes to work just like, did you watch the new Dragon Ball Super? Oh, no spoilers.
Yeah.
This is probably like their like CW show, and then Breaking Bad is Death Note or something. It's a much more sophisticated program, and the direction is really advanced.
But like, is this their Modern Family? Or is this their crazy ex-girlfriend?
Ooh. Modern Family. This is like the broadband show.
Yeah.
Because we are watching it.
Yeah.
And we live on the other side of the world.
That's true. This must be like the biggest anime in the world, right? Yeah. There can't be a bigger one.
Oh boy, do I hope people in Japan don't watch Modern Family like this. That would make me real sad.
They're doing a podcast about Modern Family right now.
Hello, everybody,
Japanese.
And welcome back to Modern Family Super!
They're just like, this show's so stupid. And we're like, yes, it is. You don't have to watch it.
Oh, man. All right, so what do you say we rate this episode and get out of here?
Get the H out.
All right, Alex, out of 7 Dragon Balls.
Okay, so this is really interesting because I watched the version of this last week, which I think had different music or something and different editing, and I gave it like 3 stars because even though there were a shit ton of beams, it had a whole like slapstick Charlie Chaplin feel to it I fucking hated. Uh-huh. But this one, they turned up the Disturbed, and everybody like was yelling at each other, and I was like, this is what I came here for, and I'm going to give it a 6 out of 7.
6 out of 7.
It would have been 7 out of 7 if they were like fully powered up and they did stupid things like the dragons come out of them and then back into them. Like, when the moves get weird, I'll give it 7, but this is pretty good.
Pretty
I was happy.
Good. Yeah. Jake, what do you give us out of 7?
I give this episode 7 stars, which is the amount of Dragon Balls that you need to get the last hour of your life back.
Well,
funny you should say that.
Because now we get to summon Shenron.
Hey, what would you like a wish?
Yeah, I wish I had done something better with my time. And
you
life.
Can't do that. This is the one rule.
is this like our world's version of trying to wish back somebody you've already wished back?
Uh-huh. Would you instead like to bring Krillin back a 6th time?
Fine.
Fucking 6s. All right.
Thanks, Shenron. I'm going to give this one, I think, 6 out of 7 Dragon Balls.
Oh, hell yeah.
It was pretty good. It was pretty solid. But you're right. There were no butt dragons.
The whole team's stoked.
I'm excited to see where this thing's going because Frieza's going to have his own little thing.
He's a great villain, and he does poetry.
I hope his thing is blue hair.
Ooh. Oh, I know what his thing is.
I know what it is.
Oh, well, let's pretend
about,
like we don't.
Is it blue hair?
All right. We're done.
All right. Quick dragon plugs. Alex, you got anything?
Oh, okay. Come to the next paid protest July 22nd. We might have a very big surprise for you, but it's a stand-up show in Brooklyn at Star Bar from 7 to 9. Be there.
Sick. Jake.
Listen to my drunk psychic hotline podcast called Mr. Cleo. Listen to my new podcast about politics called Pod Damn America. And I'm going to be in Texas in late September, and follow me on everything at Feral Jokes. Feral like an animal, joke like a joke.
He's like an animal online. You got to see it.
All right. And for me, at Jeremy Thunder on everything, and, come to my shows. I have last Thursday of the month.
They'll be on the Twitter.
First Saturday, it'll be on the Twitter. Just go see it. And that's it. For us,
another week.
Another week. See you next week.
Super. Yeah, three.